following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to First Draft, hosted by me, DJ Blindside, where we will be breaking down the future superstars in the 2025 NFL Draft. Welcome back, everybody. This is episode 4 of First Draft, and this episode sort of marks the beginning of us just kind of getting into positional breakdowns. So I'm not going to be able to like do every position before the draft because I get to do one of these a week, and you doing the math, I can get, I believe, four of these out before the draft. So I'm going to be focusing on some of the more fan favorite positions, and this week will be receivers. I think that's like a great way to start things off. It's fun. Everyone loves it. It's going to be great. So just to fit the time restrictions here, we're going to be doing top five, which mine is not chalk, so that's fun. You know, I feel like I'm doing something. I'm not just saying what everyone else is saying. But honestly, we can just get right into it, and I'm going to be working backwards from five, and that will be Luther Burden, the receiver out of Missouri. He comes in at 6'2", 206, and this is maybe the person here I'm lowest. Nah, maybe. We'll see. I'm lower on him than consensus. A lot of people view him as wide receiver 2 or 3, depending on Travis Hunter. But he's up there in the big three for a lot of people, with Hunter, McMillan, and then Burden himself. And I am lower on him. So just some stats here for everybody. In 2024, last season, he had 676 receiving yards, which is not great, especially when you are the focal point of your offense and your college really tried their hardest to keep you from leaving in the transfer portal. That's not a great year, and I'm not saying it's all his fault. QB play was not good. There's more factors than just he wasn't good. And then you compare that to the 2023 season prior, where he had 1,209 yards, so almost doubling what he did this most recent year. Still was a decent touchdown guy. He has 15 over the last two seasons, I believe, with 6 last year and then 9 2 years ago. So that's Luther Burden, statistically. And I'm a little lower on him after this year. He did not build on what he did, and people will tell you that it's not all his fault, and it's not. However, I do believe he is somewhat limited in his role in the NFL. I think he might just be relegated to the slot. And I feel like that's almost like an old head take for me to have, because slot receivers are incredibly valuable, and being like, he's lower because he's just a slot, is sort of that, like, you know, not valuing this position that is incredibly valuable. I worry about him. He's one of those guys that just my gut feeling is there's something off here. And that does, I think, segue us pretty well into the character concerns. There are some rumblings of him being a diva receiver, which a lot of people are like, that moves him up my board because you need your receivers to be like that. Which, honestly, you know, somewhat valid. But it said he's a diva. The team really had to fight to keep him from transferring. So, like, the relationship there wasn't great. And I don't know, for that to happen and then for you to not really produce and look the same as you did last year, I don't know. He may very well prove me wrong. He's a good athlete. He's great after the catch. One of the best in the class. And as a guy you can sort of get touches to in the open field, I think he will be good. But as we get into these other receivers, I just think they're more complete and have a higher ceiling to like be your number one. I don't think Luther Burden's going to be your number one. So that's Burden. We are now going to move on to Jaden Higgins, the receiver from Iowa. I'm probably higher on him than consensus. I feel like he's not in the top four for most people. Higgins is 6'4", 214 pounds, had 1,185 yards, 9 touchdowns last year, 983 yards and 6 touchdowns the year before, and then 747 yards and 10 touchdowns the year before that. So ultra productive. Those were his, I believe, 3 years at Iowa. He transferred from a very small school. So he's been productive since he's been there. He is a big body, tested great at the combine, ran a 4.47 40, explosive. He is like a prototypical X wide receiver, someone you put on the line of scrimmage, allow him to win. If you do look at the separation ability, analytically, it doesn't actually come out that great. The data shows that he hasn't really gotten open very well. And I think you can explain that by looking at how Iowa State used him. He was not really allowed to run the full route tree and show his athleticism. All of his routes were just deep shots, posts, go balls, things that don't really allow you to show that wiggle in your route running and get that separation. And I think that ended up hurting him statistically. But I don't have an issue with it. I think he has the movement skills, the explosiveness, the hands. He's a very good ball tracker in the air. Good contested catch guy. But again, like I said, I believe can get open. I think he's just a very well-rounded receiver. And I see a future where he becomes the team's number one, similar to like a Nico Collins coming out, where wasn't used tremendously in college, but leaves, joins the NFL, and really shows people what they can do. All right, moving on to number three, and this is my hot take here. This is my hot take. Teteroa McMillan, my wide receiver three. This is blasphemy. He is most people's receiver one. I will explain to you why. 6'4", 219 pounds. This most recent season, 2024, had 1,316 yards. Year before that, 1,396 yards. Incredibly productive player. 18 touchdowns over that span. So productive. He is big. He is amazing ball tracking and hands. If you see any of those videos of him doing like leaping catch with one hand, like between the legs, he can catch everything. And for a big guy, he has really good wiggle to him. Like, he's good after the catch. He's got some wiggle in his routes. He doesn't move the way you expect a 6'4", 219-pound receiver to play. Similar to Higgins, I think he's a little shiftier and just, I think, a little bit better at that stuff. But the reason he's receiver three for me and not wide receiver one or two like he is for most people is I worry about the athletic profile. And that's my analytic brain. I know the like concept and the message a lot of people are sending is don't look at that stuff, watch the tape. He dominates on tape, and he does. I just worry about NFL competition with it. I've read, like, self-proclaimed, has like a 30-something inch vertical, didn't do any testing. He did run a 40. It's been really hard to find official 40 times. They reported 4.48. That, I think, has been pretty debunked. It's somewhere in the 4.5s, which is about what it looks like on tape, which isn't a big issue. Just the explosiveness. I guess what I worry about is that he may become reliant on the contested catches in the NFL, and those receivers terrify me. The Keon Coleman types. And he may work out. He is actually being used in a pretty decent role in Buffalo that allows him to use his strength. But Teteroa McMillan, people say he's Drake London, and I don't see that. He doesn't have that physicality that London did. He is like a strangely, and this isn't like an insult, it's just like his playstyle is like softer and more graceful than that. And so it's just, he's a weird build, because he's not this like dominant force. He's like too big to be really agile, but like too kind of thin and shifty to be this like big guy. He's an interesting build. I do believe he is a great player. I think he should go early, but he just isn't up here with these next two, who I think are fantastic players. So that takes us to my wide receiver two, which another little hot take here. We have Matthew Golden, receiver from Texas. 5'11", 191. He had 987 yards this year, 9 touchdowns. Not the elite production we've seen from these people I've talked about. You can really point to the QB there, Quinn Ewers, as well as a lot of mouths to feed, as well as a good run game. Like, he was their best offensive weapon this year. And Matthew Golden was someone that I really liked prior to the combine, and then he came out and ran a 4.29, which shocked me to my core. I thought he would run a 4.47 is the range I thought he would run. And this brings up the question, like, he did not play 4.29. Like, he did not look like that on the field. So how much do you put into that? And that is something to consider. Where I land on it is he did not play at 4.29. His game speed was not that fast. But now I know that is in there. He is capable of that speed. And even with his game speed slower, he was fantastic. He is 5'11", but he's a great ball tracker. He's got good contested catchability. He's got great wiggle. He's quick. He's explosive. I think he's the most complete receiver in this draft. That is my opinion. I think he's the most complete. He can play X, Z in the slot. He can move him around. He will win at every spot. He has that deep speed. He has that catch ability. He's a dog. Transferred from Houston. He's so good. He would be my wide receiver one if not for this next young man we're going to be talking about. The controversial player, Travis Hunter. He is my wide receiver one. He is my corner one. I think he's one of the best players in the draft, one of the two. Him and Abdul, leaning him, honestly. And he's 6 foot, 188, and this last season he had 1,258 yards and 15 touchdowns while also playing a full season at cornerback. It is out of this world. It's out of this world how he did it. And Travis Hunter just moves differently. The way he runs routes and looks after the catch reminds me a lot of Justin Jefferson, and that's not like a comp for him. I'm saying movement style, it is the same. Just these, like, his body just moves in an almost inhuman way. His ball skills, which, if you don't know, it's when the ball is in the air, his ability to track it, catch it, not let someone poke it out, is out of this world. Some of the best I've ever seen, maybe the best I've ever seen. And he's fast. He's shifty, and this is with him not even spending most of his time at receiver. So if you don't know, the way it worked in Colorado is he's in the defensive meetings because you really need to. You can't miss those. And they just add a little packages for him on offense to allow him to play. So he really wasn't spending that much time honing his receiver craft, and he's this good. I don't know what he's going to play in the NFL. I think he's going to try and play both until it doesn't work, which I commend him for, and it's what I would do. But he is a special receiver. He can win at any route. I don't know if I want him playing X. I think just that limits his ability. Get him off the line of scrimmage, slot or at Z, and just let him use his movement skills to destroy these corners. He's fantastic. He's my wide receiver one. I think he's a truly generational talent, and I am so devastated that my team, the Panthers, won too many games to be able to get him in the end. But that is my ranking. And next episode, we will move to probably quarterback. That's going to do it for this episode. Next one, we will move on to quarterback and then probably to edge. We'll see where we go from there. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This was First Draft. I'm DJ Blindside. I will see you next episode.